This week on Potlatch, Roger Lang comments on a possible institute for Native arts. On May 18th, Roger Lang addressed a conference of Alaska Native Arts Institute. Various delegates discussed whether to start such an institute. Roger addressed the group on some of the issues they should consider in their decision. On this program, we'll hear excerpts of his comments.
The individualistic work of artists needs to be preserved as well as everything else. But we feel that there is a need to create a method to preserve the talent that's exemplified in this room, to create a system where it's passed on again to others, and a recognition of, quote, Alaska, in my mind, Alaska Native art, from the crafts field to the true status.
Even though I know the rains may fall, somewhere the sun will shine. And the melody returns again, riding the tide of time. If you don't want to leave me, nothing I can do to change your mind. You got to ride that road your own way in your own good time. Ba da 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 da. Even though I know the tide keeps changing, it must be turned once more.
Basically, the form called Alaska Native Art is recognizable by almost anybody that sees it. The traditional art is something else. And I think the basis of establishing that traditional art and preserving it is part of the concern of this committee. I wouldn't want to restrict yourself as an artist. Once you knew the basic traditional methods, whatever you think that is, yeah. Once you knew that, and once you learned that, I wouldn't want to restrict your imagination and say that's all you're going to do. That's up to you. Other people might move it, I don't know. But I think you need to talk about that, yeah. And I think it needs to be identified, because it varies in different regions, even where I come from. Thank you.
Along the Way with Bert Jansch and John Renborn. Earlier we heard Felicity with Fred Neil. Roger Lang stressed to the Native Arts Institute conference that he was not an artist and could not decide whether an institute was feasible, but if...
There is a creation of an Alaska Art Institute and an Alaska Native Art Institute specifically. Do we have to tie it to an existing system that is hung up on credits, that is hung up on pieces of paper or whatever? You know, you ought to talk about that. You establish your own standards. If you establish what you think is necessary, I'm sure we can find a vehicle to create it. And a vehicle doesn't have to lie in recognized institutes that now do that. Several others have spun off already. The Visual Arts Center, those kinds of things are also a necessity for survival for artists. And you really ought to look at it. If you want accreditation for the products that you put out, then you ought to establish the parameters for who's going to give that accreditation on your art institute, whether it's yourselves or whether it's a system that doesn't quite fit. I find there's great latitude within the delivery systems of the university as conceived by the legislature, providing you muscle it out. There's no holy grail or a holy veil about education. They just like you to think there is. And it's easy to part and easy to be a part of, providing you use the proper means and methods for getting into them, including teacher certification. From the world to say, hey, yeah, we're going to start an Alaska Native Art Institute. But what it'll do to you is it'll give you an impetus to go ahead and do it and all that other stuff. But you're going to be bothering other people. The greatest trauma there is to human beings is to introduce change into their lives. You're going to bother the University of Alaska. You're going to bother the current Art Council, and I'm glad they're here for the state of Alaska. You're going to bother the Visual Arts Center. Everybody that you're going to invade somewhat these areas. And when you talk about these kinds of topics, you ought to talk about how to get all of these people together and say, hey, we have a plan. And how can you be a part of it and everything else. I don't want you guys to just go in and say, hey, we're going to do it. Thank you. that delivery systems have changed for education in Alaska. I'm part of a GED, a general education diploma program, that's now being conducted solely by television. I don't know how many of you have seen it in the village, but I'm kind of the cheerleader for that. I introduce instructors and all that kind of stuff. And about once a month, I go up to the University of Alaska, and we cut a tape, and it gets distributed throughout the state, I think to 100 and some villages in the state. There are new media for teaching. There is a new media for teaching that wasn't in existence when this happened. And at that possibility on one-on-one teaching is there by new methods, Amos. You know, where you don't have to address 40 students sitting in chairs facing you, but where you just teach a camera how good you are. Tend to forget that feathers and furs and everything else are a part of the art form that we're talking about. And if it indeed is an art, then that needs to be elevated as well as anything else, so that we have a whole tradition of beadwork, at least in Southeast, that an Indian can look at and say, yeah, that's a good copy, but that's a copy. Like I say, other than a recognized need, I don't have anything else to offer you guys except a vehicle to begin to do something about it. And it's not the only vehicle. It's just one tool that we can offer you guys as this begins. It's a tool that'll have an executive director and a functioning board and everything else, and we'll do things. But we need to know what you want to do.
The oak truck calls the sun up. The paper hits my door. The traffic shakes my floor. I think about you. Time to face the dawning gray of another lonely day. And it's so hard living without you. And it's so
to define traditional. It's like my fight with Congress and the state of Alaska to simply define a subsistence use that fits all natives. To equate a subsistence use in Barrow with something from Saxman or on Alaska just doesn't fit quite that tight in the whole area of the state. And I'm sure that's true about art and tradition. In some areas of the state, it's 99% pure, you know, where you could take it out there and recognize it. In other areas, it's 1978, and things are happening. A great feeling I have is that every song we sing traditionally in the Tlingit culture is probably, what, Amos, 400 years old? We don't have any songwriters. Nobody's writing about being a Tlingit in 1978. In song form. And if they did, I'm not sure we'd recognize it as, quote, a true song. We have a strange sense of authorship, and we have a strange jealousy of disclosing this kinds of stuff. And that's why I have difficulty with, quote, tradition. I could really define it for you, probably, if you and I sat down about north of the Arctic Circle. But it would get me in trouble immediately once we cross south of the Arctic Circle. You know, there are areas and pockets in this state where people will tell us simply because we're conducting this meeting in English, we've screwed up the tradition, the culture, and the art already.
Is it quite a hissy? relationship.
Now, when I was going to high school, oh, to God, this is deep, dark secrets now. In 47 and 48, the primary goal for Roger Lang was to be the best damn Caucasian that that system could provide. Absolutely bar none. To assimilate completely into a situation that related nothing at all to Roger Lang, but to what the system wanted. When you guys create a system, you better define what you want out of that system. And it better not be anything that you don't hold dear. The problem with cashing in on this resurgence of pride is the fact that we have to also make it relevant to the student that you're going to be teaching in 1978. It's got to mean something to that student, or else it's another English class, or it's another math class, or it's another whatever. My main theme about education is that Alaska need to develop their own avenues of escape from the system, Alaska Natives do, whether it be educational, art, or anything else. And the means of escape a lot of times are the drug and alcohol problems. Maybe the means to escape is to be able to get a seal and bring it in and render it from skinning it out to whatever, or a piece of driftwood off the beach. I don't know. You ought to think in those terms of what your avenue of escape for the people that you collect into this art institute will be when you do it. If indeed the avenue of escape is Second Avenue in Anchorage or Fourth Avenue in, I mean, Second Avenue in Fairbanks or Fourth Avenue in Anchorage, you ought to talk about that. primary responsibility for being natives in 1978 is to manage change. And there is change in art. There is a change in everything that's happening to us. The other responsibility is to preserve what we hold dear to ourselves and nobody else in any form that we think is necessary, whether that's language or music or art or clothing or whatever. We need to hold that unto ourselves. How best to do that in your particular field as artists is what this conference is all about. And let me caution you again, the only limits are your imagination. The recognition is there, the field is there. How best to enhance your product in the marketing, and you ought to talk about marketing, how best to enhance your product in preservation and teaching, and how to expand it to make it relevant to the Alaska Native student or the Alaska Caucasian student in the year 1978 is where we're at. Other than that, you have no problems. Thank you very much.
Roger Lang addressing a Native Arts Conference in Anchorage on May 18th. Earlier, we heard a Navajo silversmith song on Folkways Records, Ricochet by the David Chrisman Quintet, How Much Will I Get for Ivory Carving by the Savunga Dancers on Folkway Records, Living Without You by Mary McCaslin, The Boy in the Moon by Myra Robert of Vinitai on Folkways Records, Take You to the Movies Tonight by Grin, and Freight Train by Chet Atkins. I'm Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch came to you from C in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.
From the University of Alaska, this has been a KUAC production.